Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. You know, I'm going completely off the cuff here. No notes, no script, no anything. I'm just going from the heart on this episode. I want to talk about, and big trigger warning here, big trigger warning here. I want to talk about suicide, loss of life, our loss of life. Not so much the death part, but the part that just continues to be very clear over and over and over again, that so many of us are walking around with these smiles on our faces, especially in our community. We're walking around with these smiles on our faces, and we are not okay. We are not okay. I'm not really on social media like that, but since I do social media work for individuals as a part of my, well, like one of my income streams, I happened to get onto Instagram this morning, and I saw that, or I saw or heard of or read about the unfortunate loss of Twitch. I don't even know. I think his real name is Steven. I'm not even sure. He's always been Twitch to me. The gentleman that's, I guess his claim to fame was he was on Ellen as, I don't even know, like her, not her, her co-host or her, you know, just her hype man or whatever. I'm not even sure what he really did. I didn't really watch Ellen, so I only saw him maybe like once or in passing or twice. Where I became familiar with Twitch was on back in the day when I used to watch So You Think You Can Dance. I'm not even sure if that show is still on. If it is, I haven't watched it in a very long time. But whenever Twitch tried out or was on So You Think You Can Dance as a contestant, that's when I became familiar with him. And since then, he's, of course, gone on to I guess, fame. And, you know, I didn't quite follow him like that, but I knew that he was an incredible dancer. Excuse me. I knew that he had gotten married. I saw some of his, Instagram reels. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Instagram reels every now and again, I guess, just to see him. I think he got married to another contestant. I forget her name, but they would make like videos and stuff. And so, of course, when I saw that he had passed, I watched more videos of his, or I'm saying videos, reels, whatever you want to call them, on Instagram. Just kind of took a little scroll down and saw. And his videos, of course, beyond the dancing, which he was a really good dancer. And that's one of the reasons why I really, really liked Twitch on So You Think You Can Dance. Excuse me, goodness. But just seeing him in the videos, he was so happy. He was so happy. Always smooth, always dancing, of course, in the videos. Always looked just vibrant and happy. And my point of all this is that a lot of us are just carrying so much pain. A lot of us are carrying a lot of pain. A lot of us are carrying a lot of worry. A lot of us are carrying a lot of anxiety. A lot of us are carrying a shitload, excuse my French, of stress. A lot of us are carrying around just this just dysfunction and despair and hopelessness. And it's all tied up in a pretty little bow. And that pretty little bow is the smiles. It's the we're just walking around like shells of ourselves. Like, just, I'm just so over this every day. Just the news that someone else has taken their life. Someone else has taken their life. And it's just happening at such an, I don't know if it's, I haven't looked at the stats. I'm not even going to do all of that. So I'm just speaking from my opinion at this point. But to me, the rates are alarming. Even if it was just one person or two people or five people, I don't, like, it's just too much. It's still too much. Every life is so precious. Every life is so valuable. So even if it was, quote unquote, just one, that's one too many. But it's, we know that it's not just one. Again, I don't have the stats on this. I don't know if it's hundreds a year, thousands a year, tens of thousands per year. I really don't know. I'm not here to justify the actual number. My point is the loss of the actual life. My point is the loss of the actual person that was just so valuable, so amazing, but for one reason or another, or 10 reasons or 100 reasons, we never really know truly what's going on in anyone's mind. So for whatever reason, they just feel like they can't live that life anymore. They can't continue to move forward. And it just... it's just, for me, it can be overwhelming to see that. I've been in a place where I felt several times, at least twice in my life. Once after I had my daughter, and I'm not going to go into it. But there were several times in my life where I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Why do I have to keep going through all these problems? Why does everyone else seem so happy? That these are my thoughts, okay? Why does everyone else seem so happy, but God just put me here to struggle? I'm struggling day in, day night. Every single day, it's a plate of struggle with a side of this shit sucks. Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day, that's how, like, for certain seasons of my life, I'll say, when I was feeling that way, that was like my Groundhog Day, like waking up and just like, why am I still here? What's the reason? You know, I'm thinking of Cardi B. What is the reason? What is the reason? You know, but so many of us, I'm so sorry. I have a frog in my throat for some reason. I'm not sure why. But so many of us are walking around just shells of ourselves. We are hurting. We are sad. We are grieving. We are depressed. We are anxious. We are stressed. We are just overwhelmed. Feel like we're drowning. And I really don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the answer is. The point of my episode really is, first of all, to just express my shock that we've lost another person in our community. It always hits me some kind of way. It really does. And the second thing is, I guess I want to say that to anybody listening to the sound of my voice, you know, I just want you to know, like, if this is you, and this may not be you, but maybe there is someone in your life that this applies to. My hope is that it's, you know, I hope that it's not you. You know what I mean? But with the way that things are going, we cannot assume, we cannot walk around and assume that everyone is happy. Everyone is okay. Everyone is just jazzed about life. You know what I mean? That assumption can no longer be made. We have all been dealing with some really hard stuff to process, from COVID to the unfortunate passing away of loved ones of COVID. Thankfully, I mean, I have not experienced that. And I can't even tell you how thankful I am and how privileged and fortunate I am, because I know that there are so many of us in the community that is not your truth. That is not your story. It is the opposite, you know? And then others are struggling. I mean, just with the COVID thing alone. And then on top of that, just everyday life shenanigans. Some of us are worrying about where is my next income going to come from? Some of us are worried about how am I going to solve different situations? Am I going to have enough money to pay my rent? Am I going to be able to, I don't know, for example, since it's the holidays, buy my kids gifts this year for the first time in a long time, be able to get them something. You know what I mean? Am I going to be able to pay certain bills? Am I going to be okay in my relationship? Am I ever going to find love? Am I ever going to, you know, just all these different things. How is my health? Am I going to be okay? Just different things. There's just so many things. Just so many things. And then when you add to that, just the internal struggles, when you add to that, that level of trauma, when you add to that, the level of just pain or, you know, things that you haven't had a chance to completely heal from that happened even years and decades ago, you mix all of that up into a nice little jumble, and here we are. Here we are. People that are hurting, people that are bruised, people that are despairing. And they do it with a smile on their face. I have done it with a smile on my face. This is real. This is real. And if that is you, just know that I see you. I feel you. There's nothing that I could possibly do right now necessarily to like, if I could just wave a magic wand or something and just make this no longer be a problem, I would. I wish that I could. This healing work that you and I are doing, this journey that we are on, this journey of healing, this journey of self-love, this journey of acceptance, this journey of just overall well-being and wholeness, it's important. And in this journey, I don't feel like anyone should have to walk around smiling and acting like everything is okay. But because we have external and internal pressures, we do. We don't want people to know. For some of us, it's shameful, quote unquote, it's shameful. You know, we've been taught that it's shameful. We've been told to fix our face, fix your face. You know, don't act like anything's wrong with you. For example, if in your household, let's say you were getting your ass whooped all the time, like child abuse or something, what did your dad or your mom say? Fix your face before you leave this house and don't talk about anything that's happening in this house, right? Can you imagine? I can. Can you imagine a child that's gone through something heavy, or they're struggling within the house, they haven't eaten in a few days or whatever, and, you know, they have to fix their face. In other words, stuff those emotions down. Stuff that pain down. Pretend that thing didn't happen to you. Pretend everything's okay over here. Pretend we are living our hashtag best and blessed life. Pretend. That's basically what it is. Pretend this dysfunction is not dysfunctioning. Pretend this dysfunction is not happening right now. Pretend. Put on a smile. Be happy. Put on a good face. Put on a good front. Sweep that under the rug. Put your head up and dry your eyes, and you leave this house and you act like, you know, you're good. Everything's okay. Don't tell nobody about what's happening here. So many feelings of shame, so many feelings of guilt. If and when you did talk to someone about it, it had to be in secret, or you felt guilty. You didn't want anybody to find out that you were sharing your personal business or your family's business, because then you'd get in trouble even more possibly. You know what I mean? A lot of us are just walking around in so much pain, so much agony, and the world doesn't see that. The world just doesn't even know. I again, don't have a solution, obviously. I just wanted to make an episode and let you know that for example, if you're in the Patreon community, you know, and we have meetups, I don't want you to have to pretend that everything's okay. I don't want you to have to pretend that life is amazing if it's not. I don't want you to have to pretend that you're not feeling some kind of way. I just, these masks that we are carrying, they are breaking us down. They are killing us. That heaviness that we can't offload, it's killing us. And I know what it's like to feel like life is just going on by and everyone's happy. And inside, I'm just like a mess. I am just so out of sorts. Hoping that someone sees it, but also desperately hoping that no one sees it at the same time. Does that, I don't even know if that really makes sense. It's like on the one hand, you're like, I really hope someone sees me today. And on the other hand, it's like, I hope no one sees my shame. No one sees my pain. No one sees my struggle. No one sees what I'm going through. I've got to do a good job. I've got to keep it all together. I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep, you know, making it happen. I got to keep hustling. I got to keep moving. I got to keep, you know what I mean? I just want to, first of all, let you know that if you ever need to send me an email, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, I do not have the capacity to, you know, obviously I'm not a therapist. I am a self-care coach, but I don't have the capacity necessarily to, like my capacity is, I'm just one person, so it's limited. But if you feel like you need to be heard, please know that my inbox is a safe space. Just my inbox, I can try to be a listening ear. I don't want anyone to feel like they are just not valuable, that their pain is just worth more than they are, if that makes sense. You are worthy of being heard. You are worthy of processing your feelings. You are, when I tell you that I just feel like I am just dumbstruck over this, I really, really am. And I don't even know what to say about Twitch or just in general. I don't even know what to say. But I do want you to know that we all deserve a safe space. We all deserve to be heard. We all deserve to be supported. And we don't get that. We live in a society that all it glorifies is the hustle. All it glorifies is the doing part of life, not the being, the doing part of life. All it respects and glorifies is you know, a cultivated Instagram life. That's what's glorified. That's what's praised. That's what's rewarded. That's what's acceptable. That Instagram-worthy person, that Instagram-worthy life, you know, the life that's always amazing. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's happy. Everyone, you know, they may talk about a little bit of problems, but they're not big problems that, you know, are life or death kind of situations. You know, when some people share on Instagram to be quote unquote relatable, I think back to when, what was it? I caught wind of, I don't even remember what it was, but it was, Kylie Jenner did something. I can't even remember what it was. And it was like, a quote unquote problem, But it wasn't even like a real world problem. It was just like a girl, okay, bye. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. My heart just feels so heavy right now because I know now more than ever, and it's been like this for some time, but now more than ever, it's like Black women just deserve to heal. All people do, obviously, but this podcast is specifically for Black people, and diving down even more, it is specifically for Black women. That is who I speak to. I am a Black woman. I have lived a Black woman experience. You know what I'm saying? You, Black woman, are exactly who this podcast is for. You, Black woman, are exactly who I make these episodes for. You, Black woman, are the person that you are exactly the person that I try every week to create a sense of safety for every single week. You are why I do this, and I do it because you matter. I don't care if you make $1 million a year or $2,000 a year. I don't care if you live in, I don't know, Beverly Hills or you live in the projects. Okay, I'm from LA, so those are the two reference points I have. I don't care if you are single or if you are married or if you are divorced. I don't care if you, whatever it is. If you are a Black woman, whatever that looks like for you as far as your life, your status, you're this, you're that, you're none of that stuff. All of that stuff is secondary to me. The fact that you are a Black woman and you have had experiences in the world as a Black woman, you are who I make this podcast for. Because no one really is taking our pain seriously like we need it to be taken. No one is, you know, supporting Black women on a whole the way that we deserve. No one is telling Black women that they are important and making them feel important, making them feel heard, making them understand or allowing them to understand that they are valuable, allowing them to understand that they are, you know, loved and accepted and supported the way that we deserve. Black women have never, on a grand scale, had that. Everything we've had to do, our pain, our love, our suffering, our lives, everything we've done has been under someone else's, for example, the white gaze. Everything we've done has been under the white gaze. And so everything we've done, we haven't been able to do as our true self. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture, but it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience. From the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott, these episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach.
Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
I'm just over it. I'm really just over it. I want every Black woman within the sound of my voice to know that she is loved, that she matters, that she doesn't have to perform or do anything to matter, that her pain matters, her joy matters, her life matters. She does not have to, like, at least when it comes to engaging with me, like, show up as you are. You don't have to perform. You don't have to pretend to be happy. You can be yourself. A lot of us are dealing with some heavy stuff. And I want to give you my email address, which again is connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com if you just need a listening ear. Not necessarily advice or counseling or coaching or anything like that. That's not what this is. I'm specifically talking about just someone on the other side of the world that sees you, understands you, that hears you, right? That can pour some love back into your cup. That's what it's for. And there's only so many ways and times I can tell you that you're worthy. I can't necessarily make you believe it. You know what I mean? That's something within all of us. Like that work to counteract all the nonsense that we've been conditioned to believe or told was our truth about ourselves. You know, there were outside forces telling us, basically modeling a world that told us what our truth was, showed us what our, I should say, quote unquote, truth was. Like our truth is what
they told us, like the oppressors, like they told us what our truth was. Our oppressors told us, showed us what our reality is. So this goes like way, way back. I think about the times that our people were obviously enslaved and forced to labor and toil and in essence just give of themselves. And I am sure that during this period, obviously, they had to show up a certain kind of way, or it was a problem. You know what I'm saying? It was a problem to express dissatisfaction. It was a problem, obviously, to be miserable, so miserable by this unfair treatment that, of course, you try your hardest to escape, you know, yourself or with your babies or your whomever. And if caught, we know what happens. Or happened, excuse me, if our ancestors were caught, okay? So now here we are in the year, 2022, right? So hundreds of years later, we're in 2022 now, almost 2023. And we have people that are still walking around pretending that everything is okay for one reason or another. Yes, technically we're not enslaved anymore, but we're still carrying those masks. This has been going on for years, decades, right? I'm just being quiet because I'm just reflecting. After seeing the news with Twitch, I guess I was just really thrown into a loop, and I just felt like I just had to make this episode because I want you to know that I'm here. And if nothing else, I want you to know that because I'm here and because I see you as a black, from one black woman to another, and because I can feel your struggle, that's why I do this podcast. Because I just want you to know that every week, hopefully without fail, but every week, somebody is showing up for you. Someone is showing up for you to speak to your heart every Monday. Someone is showing up for you to give you a good kiki, if possible. Not all the time. I'm not always good for a kiki on the podcast, but I try. If nothing else, someone is showing up every Monday to pour into you, to speak life over you, to speak healing over you, to show you, to extend information, extend tips and just understanding on wholeness and wellness and support and love and health and vitality and abundance and healing. I don't even know if I said that. All those things that you deserve. Every Monday, someone is showing up for you in that way. Someone is showing up for you and sharing their heavy parts, sharing their ugly parts, sharing their happy parts, sharing their joyous parts, sharing their healing parts, sharing their bruised parts every Monday, so that you hopefully cannot feel so alone. Hopefully it helps you to feel connected. You know what I'm trying to say? That's the point of the podcast. That's the point of the podcast. And so for me, this is a job every Monday. It's a job. It's a job that I do because I love you. It's a job that I do because I love black women. And even though, honestly, I am still, I don't know if thoughts is the right word. but I'll use it. My thoughts on relationships with people, I'm still healing on that. When it comes to being in relationship with other people and things like that, because I have a lot of healing work that I still have to do on that, and I'm doing, you know, every day. But even still, like, I know that, or at least I feel like I was put here to speak to Black women and to help heal the hearts of Black women and to help lead Black women to a place of more, I'm just going to say abundance. And when I say abundance, I'm not necessarily just talking about money, just to be clear. when I say abundance, I'm just talking about living a life well lived in every way. That's what I mean by abundance. Abundance of happiness, abundance of peace, abundance of flow, abundance of just goodness, health and vitality and love and all those things. And of course, money too. That's what I mean when I talk about abundance. So hopefully I just wanted to make that clear. But that's why I show up every Monday. Because I know that too many of us, so many of us, a lot of us, we are walking around with this mask. And we have been for a very long time. I want you to know that that's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. However you're feeling or have felt in the past, if you're struggling, like, it's not your fault. I know that I share the mistakes that I've made in my life, and there have been many mistakes. One that always comes to mind is how I was buying cars every year, like left and right, or financing. Let's say financing, because I don't want you to think that I was just dropping $40,000 and then I just had all these cars, you know, sitting at my house. No. Financing, like, 1 year I would get this, and then the next year, 2 years later, I would give that and finance something. Like, that was just like one of the worst times of my life. So many mistakes I've made. Did I do those actions? Let's break it down. Did I do those actions? Of course I did. Yes. No one forced me to sign on the dotted line and go and finance a new, for example, Toyota Camry, and then go finance a new Toyota, what's it called? What's those SUVs called? Highlander. And then go finance a new Ford Edge SUV, and then go and finance another Toyota Camry, and then a Jeep. And like, no one forced me to sign on the dotted line. Let's be very clear. I did those things. I did that, right? My point is that it's the reason behind why I did what I did. And the reason why is because I just did not feel, when it comes down to it, I just within myself did not feel safe. I was miserable. I was unhappy. I had gone through so much stuff that had conditioned my mind to feel some kind of way about myself, to feel some kind of way about life, to feel some kind of way about just my pain. And I was leading my life with pain. No one really knew, but I was leading my life. My life was being led by my pain. Pain that I didn't even ask for, pain that I didn't create, pain that I didn't cause. And that's my point. My foundation was built on pain. My foundation was built on struggle. My foundation was built on not feeling honestly, truly loved, unconditionally, and other things as well, right? But ultimately, like I said, my foundation was built on pain. And when your foundation is built on pain, you lead with pain. Everything that you do is done from that place of pain. Everything that you do is done from that the feeling of that little insecure, that insecure little girl, or that insecure, you know, young lady. Everything I did was done from a place of pain. from the car situation to how I handled my bills to the relationships that I got in to how I ended up having a kid at 27, which is not young, obviously, but I'm just saying, had I not been leading from a place of pain, I probably wouldn't even have my daughter right now. But yeah, from the jobs that I took to how I was over, like to how I people pleased and still do sometimes, to how I was feeling about myself, how what I was saying about myself, things I signed on for, how I tried to be overly nice in certain situations, how I didn't stand up for myself, like everything that I did, how I took care of my body or didn't, like the relationships that I was in, how just all everything that I did it from a place of pain. I wasn't doing those things from a place of healed Bree. I was doing those things from a place of pain, and did it with, for the most part, just this, like, yeah, everything's fine, you know, mask. Everything's fine. But it wasn't. It wasn't fine. And there were times that, you know, my pain, it would leak out. It would leak out. It would show up in different ways. But generally speaking, you know, for example, when you go into the office, for most of us, it's the representative going into the office and doing that job. It ain't us. You know what I'm trying to say? As soon as you step foot into your 9-to-5 or whatever, at least for me, it wasn't me that was showing up. It was my representative. A representative that was able to shield me from or not allow, for the most part, my pain to seep out. I tried to have this front like everything was fine. I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay. Life is good. That kind of thing, you know? So again, the representative is who was showing up. It wasn't me. There was no way that the quote unquote real Brie could show up because she was a mess and would not have been accepted, not have been supported, right? So yeah, a lot of us at one point or another, we wear these masks, and those masks are heavy. They really are. I don't know what happened with Twitch. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I do. I did not read any further. I don't even want to, right now, I just don't even want to know. I'm not going to Google. I'm not going to do any of that. I don't have the capacity to read another. Like right now, I don't have the capacity. I just don't have the capacity. And I'll just leave it at that. But I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I just want you to know, Black woman, that I just love you so much. This podcast is like a love note to you. Regardless of the topic, it's a love note to me. I don't necessarily always, well, actually, I don't really go back and listen to the podcast episodes because, you know, there's something about hearing the sound of your voice. At least for me, I'm just like, But I can tell you that it's a love note for me, too, because when I speak to you, when I speak life over you, when I share something with you, even if it's hard to share, or it's happy things, joyful things, exciting things that I share with you, I'm sharing that with me too. I'm creating this inner space within me of safety, of love, of acceptance, of support. I'm doing that for my inner child as well. But ultimately, like I said, yeah, I do it for you. I do it for you, the person, the Black woman that is listening to the sound of my voice right now. And I just want to again remind you that, you know, that mask is heavy. I want to encourage you to find a way to put that mask down. Again, you can send me a quick email, you know, if you need a listening ear and you're feeling some kind of way. But there are definitely other things that you can do if you're able to get therapy. I know I mentioned therapy probably in every episode, and that's because, for one, I'm not a therapist. But even if I was, that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily the right therapist for you. You know, finding a therapist takes a little bit of time, right? but maybe just finding a therapist. I know that there are some of you who have never talked to a therapist, and it's not because you don't have the means. You're just in a place where you're like, oh, well, you know what I mean? It's not important. I'll work on that some other time. Sis, time is promised for no one. So if you feel in your heart that speaking to someone is really going to help, I want to encourage you to do so. And there's no shame in speaking with a therapist or speaking with a trusted professional. If you feel like self-care coaching is something that would take you further, my inbox is open. Okay. And I'm sure there are other self-care coaches and life coaches and things like that that are out there and available that, you know, will definitely help lead you on your journey or guide you or support you, I should say, on your journey. Get that journal out. Right now I'm doing shadow work. I think I'm on day 14 now, if I'm not mistaken, maybe, of shadow work. And I'm doing that because I know that's where I'm able to unlock another level of myself. A lot of times we focus on the lighter side of ourselves, as we should, because we don't get enough of that as it is. We don't get enough of support in that way. But I feel like there needed to be some balance for me. I was ready to start doing that work. So that's why I'm doing the shadow work. And I do that in my journal. There's so many ways to let go and release a lot of the pain and pressure that we're feeling. You didn't cause the pain. You didn't cause the struggle. But it's our job, you know, as it turns out, to heal from those things. So you need to find something that works for you. And I want to encourage you to start now. Start today. You matter. You're important. Your health matters. Your happiness matters. Your well-being matters. Your mental health matters. Like, overall, you matter. Not because of all the things that you're able to do for everybody else. You matter just because. Just because. That's it. I don't need to finish the sentence. You matter just because. That's it. That's it. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. I know that it was really impromptu. But I just had it on my heart to talk about that. And I hope that me speaking to you this way just allows your heart to hear mine and allows you to feel a little safer in your body, just because you know that you are understood and you're heard, right? So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I hope that you have an amazing week. Again, if you want to email me, my email address is connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday.